Hey, it's Allegra Lowenstein. You can find me over at AllegraLowenstein.com. And you are listening to Small Steps, Big Magic, the podcast, a spinoff of my year-long program, Small Steps, Big Magic, Crafting a Life That Sparkles, your pathway to natural weight loss by tuning in to the rhythm of the seasons. I am doing something a little different today, getting a little crazy. So the whole point of this podcast is I'm out in nature sharing my profound worldly insights, deep thoughts, and action items, of course. And you can listen wherever you really want to, honestly, in your bed, in your car, but ideally, at least sometimes, slipping on those tennis shoes and walking alongside me. My favorite way to network is doing a walk and talk, and it's just like that. Like, here we are, out together, getting to know each other, figuring out how we can help each other. It's so fun. But today, well, let me just frame it all up. The past 2 weeks, I don't really know what was going on in my life, except that, well, that's not true. I interrupt myself a lot, by the way. I have back to, so my husband went out of town. I had a friend arrive in town the night that he left. She stayed 2 or 3 nights. She was gone, and it was just her. So it was easy, but my kids still got, it was the beginning of a lot of other things. So they were excited to see her, even though it was, just another growing up, but it was still the beginning of a disruption. Okay. She was gone like 3 days. And then our friends, a whole family of four came, which my husband was bummed to miss them, but here they were. The anticipation is always so much worse with kids. They were so naughty for the 3 days in between when my friend left and the family of friends arrived. But then once they were there, they were pretty darn good. So it's just the anticipation. Then they were there like 3-4 days. Then they left. Then my kids started spring break. I went out of town 2 nights with one of them. The other one went out of town with grandma for a few nights. All that to be said, basically for 2 weeks straight, absolute disruption of schedule. Okay. And I know you know how that goes, whether you have kids or not. Life throws you curveballs. It's just the way it works. And so I want to talk today about how small steps, why small steps really are the answer, and why I'm so obsessed with small steps. Okay. And I mean that is literally taking steps, like going for walks, but also just the idea that we're not here to do anything radical or extreme, because for 99.999% of people, it doesn't work. It doesn't change anything. You have no new life skills. You probably just caused yourself a bunch of stress and actually made all your problems worse by trying to cram something on top of your already busy schedule. Is not sustainable. Then you feel like a loser because you can't keep it up. And yes, I speak from both my own experience, but also as bearing witness to people sharing this kind of stuff with me. People do really, really extreme things in the pursuit of weight loss in particular. All liquid, extreme length, all liquid diets. Look, you want to fast, there's a time and a place for it, all right? You want to intermittent fast, time and a place. You want to just stop fucking eating food because you're trying to get skinny fast, you're going to fuck up your metabolism. You're going to feel like shit. You might lose the weight, but it's going to come back. Okay, so we did just banish the extreme stuff out of our mind. Injections, like getting injections for weight loss. Okay, I'm gonna say my absolute all-time favorite because it's so popular right now. Peeing on a stick. You don't pee on a stick to lose weight, okay? And all you keto people, you know I'm talking about you. And if you don't do keto, thank you. Thank you for being sane. You pee on a stick when you want to know if you're pregnant. And guess what? Even if you don't pee on a stick, you'll find out if you're pregnant. Okay, just like you'll find out if you're losing weight and able to keep it off without peeing on a stick. All right, so throw all that bullshit out. I guess this is going to be the episode where I cuss a lot. Because I seem to be getting off on that foot. And the reason why, my whole business vision basically all gelled and came together when I came up with the name of this program, because Small Steps, Big Magic, it is already what I do. It's already what I teach. It's already how I live. So I did have children, and that's like the biggest curveball you can ever possibly get. It's not a curveball. It's an absolute total destruction of your soul, and then you have to rebuild yourself piece by piece. At least that's how it was for me. Some people can relate. Even if you love having your children, it's still a paradigm shift, at a minimum, a paradigm shift. Okay, a paradigm shift is actually a really big deal. It's when everything in your life changes, your entire perspective on the world changes. That's already a big deal. So no matter what, it's a big deal. Okay, you don't have to have kids to have experienced paradigm shifts or big changes or major drama or even having your soul eaten by piranhas. That can happen in other circumstances too. I just know for me, parenthood was the most extreme version of this in my life. I mean, like, more extreme than having an emotionally abusive boyfriend. I feel like I changed more becoming a parent than I did, like, living through this emotionally abusive boyfriend and finally breaking up with him. So, and not to, like, compare my kids, although I guess I just did, to an emotionally abusive relationship, but it's just as hard. I mean, it's so hard. It's so, so, so hard. Saying it's so hard doesn't even start to explain how hard it is. And for some people like me, I think more than others. Okay. And that dog is a reminder of the whole point of today's episode. Okay. So I'm going to jump to the end and then I'm going to go back around and talk about it one more time. I'm not walking in nature today. I'm walking in, I don't know, the city, technically the city, the suburbs, the suburban part of the city. I want to be like, I'm walking on the sidewalk, okay? Not my favorite place to walk. People's annoying dogs barking at me, cars driving by, bad audio quality for you, my friend. But I am on a mission. I am on a roll to share with you consistently, even though I know when my kids come out for summer, my whole life is going to be disrupted again. Spring break was the preview to that, right? So we can plan, but planning doesn't prevent it from happening. It just makes it maybe a little bit smoother. So planning is one, but the other thing, right? So when we either have a curveball thrown at us, or we experience a paradigm shift, or we experience being burned to the ground and rising again like the phoenix, that's a really much, isn't that a more beautiful metaphor for parenthood? That's the one I have to go with. It's intense still, right? Like the phoenix literally burns up, but then it's born again. But it's a beautiful image of that. It's a beautiful version of that. Okay, that's good. I got this metaphor sorted out for how dramatic this has been for me. Okay, so again, whether it's just a curveball, a regular type of disruption, a paradigm shift, or a burning to the ground rebirth of the phoenix, I'm so pleased with myself for that. It's the small steps that actually sustain us through that. Okay, so I had like 5 years where I basically didn't exercise at all, and it was pregnancy and then young childhood of my children. And after 5 years of being sedentary, I mean, okay, I had kids, so I wasn't totally sedentary. There was some chasing involved, but no real exercise and a lot of stress. after 5 years of that, you don't just wake up one day and start going to yoga 5 times a week and running, you know, 30 miles a week and whatever. You know, you just don't. And if you try to, you will fail. You start with like a 7-minute walk that probably gets interrupted, in my case, by my children, right? So you start with these teeny things, because if you get, you know, if I go for around the block, it's like 7 minutes around my block, right? That's why I say 7-minute walk. You start with that, but maybe you do that every day or do that twice a day. Then you have a bad week. Maybe you only do that 5 times in a week. You've still done it. You've still done it. And as you go and go and go and grow and grow and grow and get stronger and make it more regular and all these things happen, suddenly you're doing 20-minute walks. And so then, okay, yeah, some days you only go around the block, but most days you're going 20 minutes and it takes months to get there, right? You didn't become unhealthy. You didn't gain weight. You didn't get where you are in a week or a month or probably even a year. It took a long time, for good and for bad, right? Because guess what? I'm pretty sure if you're listening to this, you probably are also a really successful person, right? You probably have a successful career. Maybe you have a business. You know, maybe you have like social achievements in your community. Maybe you volunteer. You know, there's things that you do that are amazing, and you didn't do those overnight either. You didn't learn to be an amazing photographer in a month. You didn't become like an award-winning scrapbooker in a month. You didn't read the entire Game of Thrones in a month. Who could do that? Nobody. You can't even watch the series in a month. Right? So all of these great achievements are built up over time, and they're typically started slowly and gain momentum. And then again, to reference to the program by this same namesake as the podcast, in the program I have 13 pillars of health. And the first one that we cover, no matter what month you enroll in the program, is flexibility, because it's honestly probably the most important pillar. If you can't be flexible and you can't adapt as things change around you, then you're guaranteed to fail. And probably guaranteed to be unhappy too, because change is the only permanent thing, right? So I don't like doing this recording on the sidewalk. You can hear the wind more on the streets. I usually walk in canyons, and the wind it flows differently, and you don't hear it. You don't hear cars, you don't hear dogs barking. Right now, it's probably far enough away you can't hear it, but I can hear weed whackers or mowers or something. You don't get all of that when I'm in the canyon down in nature. But if I held myself to those highest standards all the time, I wouldn't get my work done, and I wouldn't be growing my business, and I wouldn't be helping you. And guess what? I also probably wouldn't be walking, because one of the gelling factors in all of this was like my desire to keep walking more, to be in nature more, to walk more, to move my body more. And I felt this pull of how to fit it all in, right? So it's kind of a necessity is the mother of invention, right? It kind of came out of this feeling of necessity, and yet the answer that came to me gelled so many factors that I had been juggling previously. So that's all to say that being flexible is essential. It's an absolute essential pillar of health and success. The whole point of me walking on the sidewalk and recording this is to demonstrate flexibility in action and use it as a talking point to share with you just one of the infinite ways that it can be applied in your life. Schedule a walk and talk next time you need to network. Next time your friend wants to hang out, go for a walk together. Next time you want to just chillax and listen to a podcast. Well, look, it is actually really good to just relax and do nothing too, but you could also go for a walk. So, okay, that one, laying down, is wonderful for you. but walking is also wonderful, so do some of both. And as always, I would love to know your thoughts, how you're able to apply this in your life, how you're able to let go of, you know, the constraints that we put upon ourselves so often, to find more opportunity, more creative ways to welcome in all that we desire in our life, and find creative ways to solve our own problems. My book, It's Not About the Food, introduces these 13 pillars of health and talks about them not too much, actually, but it's actually written collaboratively with 9 other health and wellness professionals and touches on a lot of things that tie into the pillars of health. If this idea is resonating with you, I encourage you to go check it out and get yourself a copy. You can find it on my website, allegralowenstein.com. You can even get a free worksheet that can stand on its own, but of course goes beautifully hand in hand with the book itself. And it invites you to be flexible as you approach that book too, because it's not necessarily what you think it's going to be. It's not all filled with advice and how to, even though there's these amazing action items, they're nuggets of wisdom pulled out really of a lot of personal stories and how each of these health and wellness professionals overcame obstacles in their own life to find success and health and well-being. So check that out too. Let me know what you think about it all. And always, as always, have a wonderful day.